Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen King back on the show. Steve is president and CEO of Growth Force, and it's smart books, a QuickBooks-centric smart back office program organization that he works with his clients on to help them do a better job of managing the details of their business. And he's got a new ebook out that I'm really excited about. It's beautifully done. It's well done, and it hits my message right between the eyes, folks. And you already know what I'm going to say, don't you? I'll tell you about it in a second. Steve King, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
The CEO Guide to Keeping Score. Congratulations. Outstanding job.
Thank you.
So, I don't know if you know this, but you may not, but my audience knows this because they're rolling their eyes right now. They know I'm about to get on my CEO soapbox. For a long time now, I've been trying to help my small business managers, the owners of their business who've been managers all these years, learn how to become CEOs of their company. Not just better CEOs, just become the CEO. And meaning knowing, you and I both know that they've got to spend a good bit of their time as managers, but they've got to carve out a percentage of their time. I think in your ebook you say 20%, but I'll take 10% day one if they'll just carve that out and say, okay, for this period of time, for this day, for these events, for this whatever, I'm going to get in my spaceship and orbit my business as a CEO. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the difference between, we studied over 1,000 businesses and looked to see what's the difference between the companies that are wildly successful, business owners able to exit the company, able to have a good quality of life while they run the company, and those businesses that struggle, which is the majority of business. Mm-hmm. Growth Force is an outsourced accounting department for companies that use QuickBooks, right? So we do bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services, and we get to see hundreds of businesses, and it's always been fascinating to me when you have two businesses, the exact same target market, mm-hmm. selling the exact same product to the exact same market. What makes one of them wildly successful? And it's that the winners have the leader in that CEO slot, and they keep score.
Even if the CEO doesn't sit in an office that says CEO, and that's all right. They do all day long. You're not even talking about that, are you?
No, I'm talking about a mindset.
Yeah.
I'm talking about coming to work every day and recognizing that as the leader of the business, you've got to work on the business. I suggest it's somewhere between 15 and 20%. So it's a day a week, collectively. But you've got to have your fingers on the pulse of the business drivers so that when you make a decision, it's based on actionable financial intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's not just your gut.
Well, the thing that I'm trying to get across is, if you have, say you have a supply house, that means you're going to have inventory, you're going to have a warehouse, you're going to have warehouse people, you're going to have delivery people, you're going to have a purchasing agent, right? So mm-hmm. that's the core of your business. Those are your core competencies you've got to get good at. It would never occur to you not to have a warehouse manager. Right?
Right.
It would never occur to you not to have a purchasing agent. You wouldn't do without somebody to direct all that. Well, but in the meantime, you're running your business with nobody doing another job that is part of the work, being the CEO. That's the part I think we've got to get it in their heads that this is a job that must be done, and if you're not doing it, you're the only one who can. If you're not doing it, that means your company is running at half speed or not on all cylinders, right?
Exactly. And what's interesting is that the companies that we've studied that are wildly successful, they have their fingers on the pulse of information. So when they get into that role, when they start working as not being a manager but trying to be the CEO, that means stepping back and saying, okay, what kind of decisions do I need to make? And what we did in this ebook was we studied the decisions that a CEO has to make and broke it down into five different areas. The first, and we show it in the image of a brain of a CEO. That
it's beautiful.
As you say here, the front of mind has to be strategy and planning. You have to work.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. When we get back, folks, we're gonna break down the brain for you. Your brain. How about that? How scary is that? We're gonna break down your brain, and we're gonna plug these different disciplines into it, folks. Do you want to be more successful? Do you want to make more money? Do you want to sustain your company? This is how you do it. Stephen King has got the answer. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.